Welcome to the Instant Trivia Podcast, episode 804, where we ask the best trivia on the internet. This might be a tough round. Round 1. The category? The uncategory. With un in quotation marks. First question. In the mid-1800s, its stops were stations and its workers were called conductors. The answer? The Underground Railroad. Second question. Among other places, he is buried under the Arc de Triomphe in Westminster Abbey and at Arlington. The answer? The Unknown Soldier. Remember, the category is the uncategory. With un in quotation marks. Third question. Though often misquoted, these are the kinds of rights the Declaration of Independence guarantees. The answer? Unalienable rights. Fourth question. They were called this because they used to write their names at the bottom of insurance contracts. Answer? Underwriters. And the fifth question. Dylan Thomas's radio play about a day in the life of the Welsh villagers of Llangollen. Answer? Under Milkwood. Round 2. The category? Forbes Fictional Billionaires. First question. Topping the list is this North Pole resident with apparently unlimited, incalculable wealth. The answer? Santa Claus. Second question. $1 billion is the total for this fictional billionaire, Homer Simpson's boss. Answer? C. Montgomery Burns. Third question. This candy magnate from a Roald Dahl novel hoards a sweet $8 billion. The answer? Willy Wonka. Fourth question in this round. This Gilligan's Island tycoon washes ashore with $8 billion. Answer? Thurston Howell 3. Fifth question. A James Bond villain, he's worth an estimated $1.2 billion. Answer? Auric Goldfinger. Round 3. The category? Famous sailors. First question. Most collections of the Arabian Nights include the tale of this sailor. Answer? Sinbad. Second question. The word Odyssey, meaning a long, adventurous voyage, comes from the name of this sailor. The answer? Odysseus. Remember, the category is famous sailors. Here's the third question. In 1947, he sailed the Kon-Tiki from Peru to the Tuamotu Islands in the South Pacific. The answer? Thor Heyerdahl. Fourth question. This Atlanta media mogul is famous for riding the waves as well as the airwaves. Answer? Ted Turner. Fifth question. In 1841, this American author signed on as a seaman aboard the whaler Akashnet. Any surprise, the answer is Melville. Round 4. The category? National Landmarks. Remember, the category is National Landmarks. First question. The dome of this Washington, D.C. building was topped with the Statue of Freedom in 1863. Answer: Capitol Building. Second question. The only mountain in Colorado that's been designated a national landmark. The answer? Pikes Peak. Remember, the category is national landmarks. Third question in this round. Officially, this St. Louis landmark's name is the Jefferson National Expansion Memorial. The answer? The St. Louis Arch, Gateway Arch. The answer again was the St. Louis Arch, Gateway Arch. Fourth question. The Washington took the oath of office there. This city's federal hall was sold for salvage in 1812. Answer: New York. Remember, the category is National Landmarks. Fifth question. Much of this village, site of Lee's surrender to Grant, has been restored to its 1865 appearance. The answer? Appomattox Courthouse. And for the last round, the category? Salute to Labor. First question. Promising more assertiveness, John Sweeney was elected president of this labor federation in 1995. The answer? AFL-CIO. Second question. In 1969, the brakemen, firemen, and switchmen on these were tied together in one union. Answer? Railroads. The answer again was railroads. Third question. Oka is the union of oil, chemical, and these workers. Let's hope Homer Simpson's not a member. The answer? Nuclear/atomic workers. Fourth question in this round. This worker may be found on an airplane or as a union representative on a shop floor. The answer? Steward. Fifth question. In 1995, the International Association of Machinists staged a 69-day strike against the Seattle-based company. The answer? Boeing. Thanks for listening. Come back tomorrow for more exciting trivia.